Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. A special shout out to my channel members and my patrons. Make sure you smash that like button for this video and subscribe if you haven't already. Now, it's time to get spooky. Every human being you have known, every person you've ever seen will or has died. Eventually, death comes for us all. I figured I would die at an old age, happy and content, but I didn't. When I died, I was miserable and full of hate. I have been working for a loan shark. Muscle, if you don't pay, you have to see me. It was a terrible job and I regret it now, but that didn't matter. I was shot, mugged for the 18 bucks in my frickin' pocket, twice in the chest, 9mm, shot down in the rain. I felt myself hit the ground staring up at the night sky. No bright light, I felt myself beginning to fade. Darkness creeping in on me as the masked gunman took my wallet, sprinting off in the night. My vision became blurred as finally darkness fell onto me. Then, I was nowhere. I wasn't anywhere. Like being asleep, but not dreaming. Almost conscious. Just in complete darkness, unable to move. I cannot tell you how long I was like that. 2 hours? 3 hours? 10 hours? A day? I don't know. But after a very long time, I felt solid ground beneath my feet. I began walking, and I opened my eyes for the first time and I could see a bright yellow light. At the end of the darkness. Oh my god, this is it. Heaven is real. I'm here. I came to the end of the light, finding myself in front of these massive stone gates. I had walked out of a stone tunnel with thousands of people lined up in front of them. All different races. Men, women, everyone. At the front of this massive queue was two men. One wearing red and white robes with black hair and a beard, and the other clean-shaven, blonde, wearing armor. Nobody was speaking, except for the two men at the front. I don't think they were able to, as I couldn't speak either when I tried. I waited in line for an hour. They were moving through them quite quickly. I could hear what they were saying as I walked towards the front of the line. One of the men was speaking Italian or maybe Latin, I don't know, and the other was translating into whatever language that person spoke. I saw him speak to a woman in English. He says your soul has been measured and you have been accepted into the kingdom of God. The woman nods, walking forward through the gates. The next man, the man in red and white, speaks again, and then the armored man says, Hansagar athar arvagat ledsen men di sarhar matos ocho dolin acceptance e goods right. The look of fear in the man's eyes I'll never forget. He walked down a flight of stairs that was to the right of the entrance of the gates. Not so long after that I was up. The man in red and white said something in Latin or Italian, and the armored man said, Peter says he is very sorry, but your soul has been measured, and you have not been accepted into the kingdom of God. I try to argue, but I can't speak. I feel my feet walking away from the two men down a flight of stairs. I could see the man from before walking down ahead of me. I know I am descending to hell. I know that, but I can't stop moving. The stone brick steps are illuminated with metal torches on the walls. I could feel the heat rising as I descend. As I reach the bottom, it is sweltering. I sweat through my shirt, my head dripping with sweat. The stench of burning meat and sulfur is unbearable. I look up and I see an ocean of fire whirlpooling ever down. Standing off to the side are terrifying creatures that immediately I identify as being demons. These beasts were things I couldn't imagine. Deformed. Pieces of animals where pieces of animals should not be. Teeth and eyes everywhere. One of them had razor-sharp fangs jutting out of its lopsided mouth. Most of them had a human quality to them as well, which made them all the more disturbing. they began speaking to each other in words that were unpronounceable for me. One of them had the head of some kind of big cat, but it was deformed and almost looked like it had melted slightly. Blood oozing out of every orifice on its face, razor-sharp teeth jutting down from above, connecting to a horrible, almost human body with the leatherest of dark green skin. These massive hands grabbing both my legs and began dragging me across the hot stones. I was brought in to a sort of corral with a bunch of other humans, fenced in behind a petrified wood fence. I could hear other people around me screaming, and that's how I figured out that I could move and speak again. We were surrounded by the demons. There was no way of escape. They kept us corralled, not speaking a word of English, only speaking in whatever tongue they were speaking, words I physically cannot say. They waited and watched until they apparently decided they were ready. We were once again grabbed by the demons, the same horrible big cat demon grabbing me by the arms this time, and dragging me from this fenced area. My skin legitimately burning just touching these rocks. Some people cry out and try to struggle away from these demons, but not me. I was fighting, kicking, trying to break free, but I could not. Its grip was too strong, and it was fazed by my attacks. It brought us to a large stone platform. They began to place us in lines. They never made any verbal commands to us, but they would literally hold us so we would stand, and after a while, they would leave and we would just stand there. They seemed to be discussing what to do with us. Their mouths never moved, and the sound they were making were indecipherable. I wasn't going to take it lying down. As they spoke, I ran back towards the corral where we had just been. I didn't dare look behind me. I knew that they were there, but I couldn't bring myself to look behind me. They were right there. I had made it back out towards the steps where I'd first been grabbed by the demon. There were more people coming down the steps. I ran up the steps, knocking past the people stuck walking down the steps. I didn't intend to, but as that stood up, they were no longer stuck. They were able to move on their own, and they were terrified. I didn't care. Demons were chasing me. I continued up these steps. Up these steps. So many dang steps. I reached the top, and there's St. Peter and the armored man. They looked at me. Peter begins to yell at me in Italian or Latin. I backed away, running back towards the stone tunnels I entered through. I ran away from the light of the afterlife. I kept running back into the black, back to the abyss, and then bam. I'm back on the street corner. I'm looking at my body, two holes in my chest leaking a quart of blood on the ground. Lightly in the background, I could hear the siren of an ambulance growing in the background. But then suddenly, everything goes silent. Everything is frozen. The raindrops in the air. Suddenly, I turn, and I could see a man in a flap cape, a buttoned-up shirt like khakis. "You really should not be here." His voice was low, sort of raspy, like he smoked a pack a day. "What the hell are you talking about? I'm dead. I was just in hell. How the hell am I here?" The man laughed. "Buddy, I got news for you. You might live. The only reason you escaped those hell things is because you might live, huh?" "I thought God had a plan for me. How was there a might? What do you mean by might?" I was angry. I wasn't messing around. "Well, I'm death, or Anku, Smerich, Yama. I help people like you to transition through life, death, and afterlife. Not always in that order. You're an exception. Look, I got it wrong. You were supposed to live, but I sent your soul to Peter and his boy at the gates. I made a mistake. I'm here to set it straight. But, now you're back here, so no harm done. We'll just get you back into your broken body, and we could all be about our way. This could just be a coma dream." He snapped at me and nodded. "Okay, ready to go back into your body again?"
"What? No, of course not. I have so many questions.
Does this mean that I'm going to hell no matter when I die? I couldn't know surely that I could come back from this. No. You could always change before you die next. But I can't tell you when that's gonna be. It could be tomorrow. Good luck. A doorway appeared to my left of me. And I just go through there? I looked at him.
You just walk through there.
I nodded. I walked up to the door and grabbed the handle, twisting it open. Inside was the same black void. I stepped into it, and suddenly, I was awake in the hospital room. It was totally the middle of day, sunshine coming through the windows. The doctors explained what had happened to me. I already knew, but they didn't care. I didn't try to tell anyone what I saw. They'd say I was schizoid for life, so I hid it. That was 10 years ago. I've changed my life, become a better person. I've taken steps to be better. I haven't been violent at all. I quit my loan shark job. I pray that when I die that I go through the gates, because what I saw in hell torments my nightmares to this day. Maybe I am crazy, or maybe I really saw beyond what the living were ever supposed to see. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed the tale tonight. It really makes you wonder, as you never know when it's your time. Like Death said, it could be tomorrow. So make the best out of life. Try to make the right choices and help others and keep a humble life. That is, if you want to go through the stone gates. Have a good night.